105.
My God, woman, it's Bridge. Seriously. It's 8:45, quarter to nine. It's the damn Brits. It's the damn Brits. They're the ones. Next time Steve Heaven's in here, I'm taking him to task. Balls. Tomato. Poinsettia. It's a damn. Listen, she's a Brit. How does she say Bridge?
Bridge.
Bridge. I don't know what it is, but it's a Bridge, woman. Seriously, if you're going to make millions off us for buying your damn records, say Bridge. Sing Bridge. Not Bridge. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is she's doing, seriously, come on. All right, but that's, but seriously, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah. Happy
I'm really holiday. Happy. Really happy. Partly sunny and cold today here at the Q with a high near 20. It's it dropped. It's 15 degrees now. We started the show, it was 18. Whoa. Now it's down to 15.
Is it too early to start my car?
Yeah.
I got a pre-start high to you.
I know I do, too.
It's light snow light snow possible tomorrow with a high of 27. Why don't you have a pre-start, Miss? I put premium in my car, even though it doesn't
nice
need it.
Vehicle.
I don't know.
How do you not have a pre-start?
It didn't come with it.
Or a DVD.
Neither did mine.
Did yours come with it?
Yes.
Oh, bragger.
When I bought it, I said, "And I need you to throw a pre-start in there." Really? Well, yeah, you want me to buy it, right? Okay. So I threw it in.
Oh, I'll try that next time.
Ask for Christmas.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi, Steve.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Todd,
go see him.
It's not a big deal to have it.
Hi, Steve. Go see him.
Hi, Steve.
He'll hook you up. Tell him I said hello.
I'm going to text him.
Seriously, you need to have one here, especially here. Like right now, when you get out there, your car is going to be so cold. Your little butt cheeks are going to freeze.
How much did it cost?
Did I just sexually harass you? I'm sorry.
No.
Did I harass you, Susan?
I'm not offended.
Doesn't matter.
Do I need to be offended?
Yeah, it does.
I don't know.
Yes, she has to be offended.
I don't think so.
Yes, the
PC police listening. Oh, how dare Denny Schaefer say that to a coworker? He should be written up.
It requires that she be offended.
I don't think so.
Wait a minute. Did you ask to see the butt cheeks?
No, I said she's going to freeze her little butt cheeks off.
Oh, no.
I commented on her anatomy, Paul.
You've got to ask to see them first.
Oh, okay.
And she still wouldn't be offended.
You got a story following this?
No.
You've got experience with that commenter
moment? Now Paul is being harassing.
Susan?
Let me see him.
You need a pork chop, if you're listening. Hook her up for Christmas. She will love it.
How much are they?
Yeah.
About $100.
Yeah.
Depends on what kind you get, man.
About that, yeah, though.
Yeah, it's around 100, 100 and a half. Whatever. Mm. Depends on what you want to get. But it's the greatest thing ever. It's just the greatest thing invention ever.
She gets cold so easy. How can he not
That's
get
what I'm
her
saying.
One?
I don't
you
get
got
it.
Drones
call him
your
Denny
house.
And get him. We got all the drones.
Oh, I'll see him Friday night. He and I might be going to the party together. It all depends.
Yeah, right. You guys go to the party.
It depends if Sharon's going or not, because she's been in Atlanta. For a full week, I've been batching it. And you single parents, honestly, I mean, I know I only had a week of it, so I don't really know what it's about. But God bless you for if you're raising kids by yourself, and plus if you're dealing with taking the kids over to an ex or whatever during the week, and just and you're by yourself,
babies.
You have a special place in heaven that you get through, you know, raising kids. Because I'll tell you, I've been doing it just for a week now, and my kids are self sufficient, but I gotta watch them like a hawk. Because you know they're teenagers, so they lie.
Yeah,
they lie.
Sure.
They try to. I had the talk with them yesterday. Listen, okay, this taking advantage of dad stops now, okay? Mom's going to be back on Thursday, and so good luck to you there.
What do they do to take advantage of you?
Oh, they stretch everything. They whatever they want to do. You know, we got them on a schedule, and, you know, they only get so much computer time every day because we're not going to – they're already addicted, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they tell me, and then I'm like, dude, what are you doing on the computer? Oh, I just thought, no, anything that starts with I just thought, just stop. You know what I mean?
That's
I said,
you.
You're
I
taking advantage of me, you know, because I go in the bedroom by 8:30. They don't go to bed 9:30 or 10.
Oh, yeah, your wife.
So I'll jump out there to catch, because Sharon's there with her cop uniform on.
Yep.
Sharon with the badge. Not the badge.
Sharon and the badge are coming home. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and so they'll do stuff they're not supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And they take advantage because they know that I'm going to bed because, you know, I need my rest because Toledo needs me on this microphone
every
day.
Sure, right.
And so just stuff like that. But anyway, I just honestly, I don't know how people do it, how you can raise kids just by yourself. And I got teenagers that, you know, Olivia can drive and all that other stuff, but it's like, God bless you. And Merry Christmas. All right, 8:50. Speaking of living longer. Weren't we?
Were we?
Yeah. This, I'm probably going to live for a while.
Cool.
Five traits that make you live longer include positivity and this is my favorite, stubbornness.
Ooh.
Oh.
I ain't gonna die. You ain't gonna make me
stuck. I did not think that, you know, being stubborn is a good trait, but guess what? Science does not lie. According to science, if you want to live longer, you need to move to the country. Wait a minute. Apparently you just need to move to the country.
What country?
I don't know. It doesn't say. Start being more positive and stop compromising. Oh, wait, it'll make sense. They did a new study from people that were 90 years old. So their study, the research, was people that were 90 years old. And they're trying to figure out what traits each one of them had in common and why they lived so long, so that people could go, oh, okay, that's...
Yeah. Hmm.
Number one, a positive, optimistic attitude. Boom. Glass half full.
Okay,
that'd be
that.
Me. That's me. Two, stubbornness. That'd be me. Number three, a strong work ethic. Hello, cool. Never late, Paul. That one, you're going to die tomorrow.
Better late than pregnant.
Or something like that. Living a... Oh, where you live. That, here's where it makes sense now. Apparently, you just need to move out to the country. Rural living.
Okay.
Oh,
I don't have that, though. We live in a hood. Anyway, live in a rural life. Well, a neighborhood. It's not like the hood. I didn't say the hood, dude.
You said a hood.
A hood, a neighborhood. Live a rural life and loving it. That's where I wanted to live. My wife says, I will not live anywhere that doesn't have sidewalks. Because if it was up to me, I'd live way out away from everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is nice. I live a little out away.
Just you live in a neighborhood for crying out
no,
loud.
No, it's a neighborhood no, I'm talking, no. Sidewalks, but just being that little bit out makes a huge difference. Just being out on the edge of
You know what makes
it,
a huge difference?
That's huge.
Go out your neighborhood. Instead of going right to where you go to get back to the rest of the world, go left.
Yeah.
And drive about 5 miles.
Go west. No,
where there's no sidewalks, yeah. There's no neighborhoods. That. Yeah. Is rural. A totally different yeah. deal.
I'm not ready for that. Far.
You live on 5 acres.
I'm right on the line.
And your closest neighbor is 3 miles away. Well, maybe not.
No,
there,
I wouldn't like that.
Can we have a pole barn?
Yes, you have to have a pole barn.
Thank you.
That's where you go out in your workshop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where you hide the bodies.
And tinker.
Oh, no. That
Why
was
do you
wrong.
Call it a pole barn?
Because you pull it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pull the door to open it up to get in the barn.
Oh, I
have
pole or pole?
Pole. Pole. I think it's pole. It's
like
not a pole. I think it's a pole. I think it's a pole barn. Yeah. It's where you train before you go to the boo.
Understood.
No, I don't know why. I think it's pole
I'm
barn. It's not pole, is it?
Pole barn.
Pole.
P-O-L. P-O-L-E. Do they have those in pole barns?
Living in a rural life and loving it. A strong connection with your family and religion.
Okay, sure.
There you go.
These are the keys, people.
You're going to live forever.
Researchers say these are so powerful that they even can overcome genetics.
Wow.
So the only one that I'm missing on is the living out in the country. But once the kids are gone, bye-bye.
No,
oh,
sure.
No, wait. No, that's not true, because I want to live on a golf course and a condo.
That's still out there a bit, for yeah. sure.
I guess. But think about it. Positive, optimistic attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have it being in this mm-hmm. business of radio and doing what we do. Being stubborn, which you guys know I'm totally freaking stubborn, man. Mm-hmm. Stubborn as a jackass. which is one and the same, by the way. Me, stubborn, jackass.
I'm sorry.
Three and the same. A strong work ethic, we know. But living out in the country, no. But a strong connection with family and religion. It's faith. It's not religion. Faith. It's a different deal. All right, Susie, what about you?
What
out of
about
those,
me?
Out of those five, which one you got? Which ones you got? Positive, optimistic attitude?
Oh, come on. How about somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
She's being optimistic.
Did you take the cumulative survey?
Exactly. Circle the dot.
Somewhat agree.
I did not take the survey.
Oh, you let the whole team down.
And I was going to explain why.
Why? Because you don't want people to know your answers? It
yeah.
was the most honest I ever was.
I don't want people to know my answers. If I was honest, they're not going to like my answers. And some stuff I just didn't know, and I didn't know if that made me look bad that I didn't know.
Oh,
so there's right. a lot of negatives surrounding right. that survey, so I thought I just won't take it.
All right, so I'll give you as kind of positive and optimistic. Stubborn? Oh, hell to the yeah.
Isn't
Susie,
stubborn, Trisha?
When you make up your mind, there's no budging you. Are you kidding? Trisha,
is that
tell
anal
her.
Or stubborn?
No, it's stubborn. No, it's and no, this Susan, it's a good trait. It means you're going to live long.
Oh, okay.
You're not an ass. You're just stubborn.
I don't know. I don't feel like...
When she has her mindset, you cannot break it.
Maybe
that's
it's
being
just because I agree with her, so I don't think of her as stubborn.
That's you're stubborn, too.
Oh, no. You're not both stubborn.
Yes, you are.
Join
both,
my world.
I've known you guys for over 20 friggin' years. You're
when
both stubborn.
Been stubborn?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, goat,
there's
you're
no stubborn.
Stubborn.
There's either right and there's wrong.
Oh.
And then there's someone who will never change their mind, which means you're stubborn.
Even when she forgets it.
Exactly.
There's, as my husband says, there's Trisha's way and there's wrong.
Strong work ethic. You got that one. Living the rural life. Trisha kind of does, not you, Susie.
A little bit.
And a strong connection with family and religion. So we got most of those.
Okay.
So we're all going to live together and we're going to be on the radio until we're 90.
Oh, my God.
Paul?
What's up?
Your turn.
Positive, optimistic attitude?
For the most part.
Yeah, I would give you that. Stubborn? Not so much.
Eh, some things, but no.
Strong work ethic? Not so much.
Well, if the past month is any inclination, yes, I'm going to live forever. So.
No.
I've been quite the work ethic person. So.
Well, not here, though.
Well,
Somewhat disagree.
Well,
Susie's disagree.
Wait,
Paul thinks he's got a strong work ethic over the last month.
Well, some people may not know me then, I guess.
Well, no, we know you because we work with you every day, dude. If you didn't have 12 hats on, you would have a great work ethic.
No. If there was
hold on. You work this tin of puppy chow like nobody I know.
You go by work ethic of what people care about, what they don't care about. There's a lot of things I ignore.
You don't care about this show?
No. I ignore a lot of extra things. I don't let things bother me.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, I get
it. So if I'm all hopped up like a caffeinated squirrel because somebody didn't email me, I don't care.
But you live the rural life.
Sadly, I do.
And you're very connected to family.
Sadly, I am.
I don't know about your faith because we don't really ever talk about that.
I care. I love the Lord.
Do you love Jesus?
If loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Me neither.
Mm-mm. All right. We're all going to live a long time. If this heart doesn't give out on me, I'll be fine.
Well, then there's that. And the diabetes don't get you.
Yeah. And the gout. Right.
There goes
on line one here?
Oh, Sherry.
I was going to break. But
just grab it real quick.
Hi, Sherry. You're on the queue.
How are you, darling? I just thought I was going to
call. Oh, Sherry from Slidell, Louisiana.
Yes, yeah.
Ha ha. You guys got snow. Last week?
Yes, we did. We had people taking selfies of themselves outside the parking lot of Sam's. It was rather entertaining.
I bet it was.
Considering I lived in Toronto for 4 years, so I don't know all about snow, but it was rather funny.
Awesome. What's on your mind, Sherry?
I just thought I'd say hi. And, Paul, will you please take care of yourself, for God's sake? You're a young man. Please.
Right.
Ouch. Okay.
As he grabs another handful of puppy chow.
Love, honey. I'm showing you the Southern love, Paul.
I appreciate that.
He needs love.
I gave
You're
him
welcome.
The tin, Sherry. You can have the whole
tin.
No,
you put your stash.
You're not helping, Trish. Not helping.
Oh, thank you. You're so wonderful, Trish. And you're too fizzy.
Oh, if you listen, you can hear Paul's arteries hardening.
So, Sherry, you got,
I hear it.
You got snow there now?
No, we had snow last week. So
okay.
You got up to about almost 3 inches. I'm like, man.
What's the temperature today?
62.
It is in the 50s.
Close.
Okay. Well, is that the high today, or is that...
That's the high today. It's supposed to warm up, though, this weekend to the 70s, and then we're going to drop back down again.
Yeah. Make sure you wrap your pipes.
Yes. We want them to explode or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Have a great Christmas, Sherry.
You too, y'all. Bye.
See you, darling. Bye-bye. That always drove me nuts, living in Louisiana, because nobody has basements.
So anytime,
it's going to be a deep freeze tonight, so make sure you wrap all your pipes.
Did you?
They do all these stories. I had them wrapped before then. It's just your outside pipes. You got to have all your faucets and that. And if you live in a trailer, you got to do it underneath. But there was all these dopes that would never put the little thing. Insulation takes 5 seconds to put it on. Mm-hmm. All these people, the water exploding, going all over the place. It's like, you morons, no wonder we kicked your ass in the big war.
No wonder you flooded.
And it's normally only one night anyway. And that comes right back up.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we have to break. We have, does it bother you that Netflix keeps track of everything you watch? It's almost like the Google thing. They know where you go.
Mm-hmm.
It must not, because people are doing it. Wait till you hear this story. I got that for you next. 9 o'clock.